The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina, that Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, the Amen.
Daf, Dalet. Today's daf is being studied Le'elu Nishmat Mor Zikini Yosef Ben Sarah Ve'marat Zikinati Yafa Bat Sarah Ve'elu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esteri Ve'hashem Tenichem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Asher Imam Moshe Mendina Ve'sarah Bat Rachel. Enna Refana Lehem. Enna Refana Lehem. Refuat HaNefesh Refuat HaGuf Refuatam Kerba Lebo Ve'chen Yirasom Ramar. Amen. We are on Daf Gimel Amud Bet, and we are going to begin on the bottom of the Amud, starting with the word Mechdi, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. The last sugya that we were involved in, we saw a mahloket between Rav and Shemuel. How to learn Mav'eh. One of the avot in the Mishnah was Mav'eh. So Rav said, Mav'eh ze Adam. It's referring to Adam HaMazik. And Shmuel held that Mav'eh is talking about Shin. That's talking about an animal that damages with his teeth, with his mouth. He eats something. And it was a mahloket, how to learn it. They both brought pisukim. Both Rav and Shmuel had problems with each other's derashot, with the pisukim, with the word. But that's what they held. So the Gemara says, Mechdi. Kera'e lo kemor daike ve lo kemor daike. The pesukim are not meduyakot. According to Rav, he brought a pasuk, im teba'ayun ba'ayo, which is referring to a man making teshuvah. According to Rav, it should have said in the Mishnah, bu'a. According to Shmuel, he brought a pasuk that says, Ech nechpesu Esav nib'u maspunav. So according to him, it should have said nib'u. So each pasuk really is not midayek 100%. Rav, maita amalo amar kishmuel. So let's get back down to it. Rav, why didn't you want to say that mav'eh in the Mishnah is indeed shin? What was the problem? Don't tell me pesukim, because your pasuk is not the best pasuk. So therefore, what's the real root reason why you didn't want to hold like Shmuel in his interpretation to Mav'eh? So he says, Tana Shor Vechol Mili Deshor. That's why, because when the Mishnah said Arba'a Avot Nezikin, and it said Shor, Shor was including all of what Shor includes. Shor includes Regel, Shor includes Shen, all the damages of Shor. Rashi, bottom line. No, not yet. Komile de Shor. Ushmuel, name hatanale Shor. Oh, so Shmuel, what do you do with Shor? Maybe Shor is coming to include even Shen. Amar Rav Yehuda, Tana Shor le Karno, umav'e le Shino. He says, no, Shor is specifically talking to Keren. That's goring. And Mav'ei is talking about Shin. So really that comes down to the basic look at how to learn Shor in the Mishnah. So when you go back to our original Mishnah. Arba Ha'abot Nizikin. Right? Number one, Ashor. According to Rav, Shor is everything. Whatever Ashor does, Ashor gores. Ashor kicks, walks, regel. Ashor eats. Ashor. It's all in Shor. So when you get to Mav'ei, Mav'ei is Adam. All of Shor is included in Shor. Shor says, no. Shor is just talking about the damaging of goring, specifically, Shor. We'll see where the egel is. Sure, it's talking about kerin, nigiha, and the mafay is talking about shin. So the machloket comes down to how to learn shur. That's the basic, what it comes down to. Now, once you start defining shur, whoever you're going to define it, you have to read the flow of the rest of the Mishnah. Because you remember the rest of the Mishnah was, if it didn't say this, I would have known this. Lord Izeh, Kid Izeh. If it would have just said shur, I wouldn't have known Mav'eh. If it would have, now you got to start plugging in how that Lord Izeh, Kid Izeh works based on each opinion. So the Gemara begins that. The Gemara says, the Hachi Ka'amar. And this is what the Mishnah meant. Lori'i HaKerin, this is according to Shmuel, that shor means specifically Kerin, just Kerin. Lori'i HaKerin, if it just would have written the Torah, Kerin, I would tell you, you know why it's Hayav? You know why shor Kerin is Hayav? To pay? She'en hana'a lahaziko. Because the shor doesn't have any hana'a in its damage. When it gores, it doesn't have any hana'a. It just gores. So if it just would have said shor, I would have said shor is chayav because in hana'a laziko. Ken I hashen, as opposed to shen, sheyesh hana'a lazika. That has a hana'a lazika. Now, what does that mean? I would have said the opposite. I would have said, if shor, that there's no hana'a, you have to pay. Kol sheken, shen, where the animal benefited, you have to pay. But the Gemara is saying the opposite. The Gemara is saying, if it just would have said shor, I would say, oh, you know why shor ya hayav? Because it didn't have hana'a when it damages. But I wouldn't know shin. You know what? Because shin has hana'a. He eats. So I would say, well, call chicken. So Tosafot explains to me what this Gemara means. You cannot learn this Gemara without reading the bottom Tosafot. Tosafot says, Lori akerin shin hana'al zikop upeshi'a pasha. The owner is very negligent. Shayalu lishmor shoro. Why? He should have protected the shor. Shebekal haya yachol lishomro. It would be easy for him to watch it. She'en dehuka lehazik kevan she'en hanaka lehazika. Which means it's an easy thing to watch a shor from goring. Because anyway, it's not prone to gore in the sense because it doesn't have an af from it. So therefore, you could have watched it. And therefore, you didn't watch it. You're poshaya, you should have watched. Masha'enkin, watching an animal from eating, that's very difficult. Because the animal has an af from it. So he's prone to do such a thing. And he wants to do such a thing. So therefore, it weakens the onus off of the owner. Hey, listen, what do you want? The animal wants to have an af. I couldn't watch my animal. It's too difficult for me. So therefore, that's the logic. Looking at the owner's angle of this story, that if it just would have said shor is hayav. You know why shor is hayav? In hana'a. When it goes, no hana'a. And therefore, the owner, it was easy for you to watch the animal. Because the animal doesn't really gore anyway, because it doesn't have hana'a, so you could have watched. And if you didn't watch it, well, if you're going to be hayav if it gored. But shen has hana'a. Go tell the owner, go protect your shor. Too hard for me to protect the shor. And therefore, you would have thought, if it only said shor, I would only care in his hayav. That's why it had to say shin. Because you would have thought shin is patur. Now we go the other way. The Lord I has shin. If the Torah only would have written shin, she'en kavanato lazik. Over there, the shin does not have kavana lazik. Which means it's going, it's eating. However, kid iya keren shekavanato lazik. When it comes to keren, keren is considered kavanato lazik. It's intentional that wants to damage. Tosafot again explaining that. So I go back to the Tosafot in the bottom of the page. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines to the end of the Tosafot. Ve'lor iya shen she'en kavanato lazik ve'en yitzrat takfa. Which means, when it's eating, it doesn't have such a yetzer with kavanah to damage. And therefore, on that side, ubkal yachol l'shumra. From that angle, since it doesn't have intent, it's not malicious in that sense, so you could have protected the animal. And therefore, you're going to be hayab. kiriya kid in the kamaratol lazik be yitzrat takfa, which means when he gores, it's like his yitzir takes over him, and he has a malicious intent, and therefore be in yachodeshim not kol kach yafeh. And therefore, the two sevarot. We have to read the Mishnah. Lo reizeh ked izeh, lo reizeh. We're pitting up keren against shin. If it would have said keren, I wouldn't have known shin. If it would have said shin, I wouldn't have known keren. Therefore, I had to say both of them. That's the way we're learning in the Mishnah according to Shmuel. Comes Gemara and says, hold it. That was all nice in the Havamina. The way Tosfot fixed it for us to make it nice. But the Gemara cannot accept such a limud. The lav kal vahomeru. Come on. It's not a kal vahomer. Uma shen. She'en kavanato lazik hayav. If you tell me when there was no intent to damage, you're going to be hayav. Keren she kavanato lazik local chicken. Which means we fixed it, we made it nice, but lema'a say the Gemara cannot accept such a limud. If you're going to tell me shin, I would have known keren. Because if you tell me shin that doesn't have intention to damage, kol chicken, when you have intention to damage, you're going to be hayav. So therefore, don't tell me, if I would have said shin, I wouldn't have known keren. Nah, impossible. If I would have said shin, vadai keren would be hayav. No. It's tarikh. No. If I would have said shin, I wouldn't have known keren. We're sticking to our grounds. You know why? Salkadata chamina. Midi dehava a'eved ve'amma. What's a'eved ve'amma? Person has an a'eved. A'eved kana'ani. Or amma. Right? What's the law of these, of an a'eved? The law of an a'eved is a'eved ve'amma. Lav afalgav dekavanatam lehazik. Even if an a'eved and amma goes out intentionally and damages somebody, what's the deen? Afidu ha'ache petire, de patur. It's hadush. Getting involved with an eved, the Gemara is going to tell us later on, v'gi'ato ra'ah. You can't win with an eved. If you damage him, you're hayav. If he damages you, he's patur. So therefore, we see a case in the world where kavanato lehazik and still patur. So therefore, I would say, shen. Oh, shem, which is en kavanato lazik, the Torah says what? I would not know keren. And don't tell me it's a kavomer, I mean, keren vadai is hayav, it's kavanato lazik. No, it's not so super shoot. Not every kavanato lazik is hayav. Hareya, you have eved, that's kavanato lazik, and it's patur. And if I would say, hachenameh, lo shena, I would have thought, na'av amina, that maybe even though keren is kavanato lazik, maybe it's like eved, that kavanato lazik is still going to be patur. Kabbalah says, wait. Go with the logic. Why is an Eved Patur? Let's analyze that. Why is an Eved Patur, the Ma'aseh, when he goes and damages? Guys, Eved goes to the next door neighbor's field, burns it on the fire. The guy from next door comes to the owner. Hey, you Eved burnt my field. Sorry, take a walk. It's Eved Patur. Why? What's the logic in that? Amar Avashe, Atu Eved ve'ama, lav ta'amar rabbait bihu. Didn't we give a great reason why they're patur? Shema yaknitenu rabo v'yelech v'yedlik gadisho shel havero v'nimsa ze mechayevet rabo me'amane b'chol yom. Exactly. If it's working, right? He gets angry at his boss. Okay, beautiful. You know what he does? He goes, he burns somebody else's field down. Now his boss has to pay $1,000 now. Next day he gets him angry again. Everybody goes burn somebody else's field down. Every day he's going to cost his master money. So then when Hakamim came along and said, the Eved damages, the owners have to pay. So now that takes away the revenge factor of the Eved. If he wants to get back at his master, damage he's not going to get back at him because he's off the hook anyway. So there's a special deen. Don't compare, which is, logically speaking, Kavanato Lehazik is a reason to say Yahayav. Happens to be kavanato lazik by an eved, we have a special deen because we don't want him to use that to take revenge against his master and therefore cost him money every day. But generally speaking, kavanato lazik is a reason to say hayav. So go back. You're telling me, oh, if it just said shen, Shen is Hayav because ain't Kavanato Lazik. I wouldn't have known Kedin, which is Kavanato Lazik. What are you talking? Kavanato Lazik, but Dai should be Hayav. We're going back to the Kava Omer. And don't tell me Eved. Eved is an exceptional case. We have a reason for that. Ela Parikahi. You know what? Say it like this. Or Parik. Some have it with a kuf. Parik would mean answer it. Answer the Mishnah like this. And we're just going to flip it around. Like you would have thought originally. If it just would have said Keren, I would have said, you know what Keren is Hayab? Kavanato Lazik. Oh, that makes sense now. Intent to damage. Okay, so you're Hayab, had intent to damage. And I wouldn't have known Shen, because Shen is not Kavanato Lazik. That's what I had to say. Shen. Velor Iyashen, Shiesh Hana'a Laziko. And if it just would have said Shen, I would say, you know why Shen is Hayat? Because that's Hana'a. Kiriya Keren Shen and Alaziko. That's what I had to say. Keren. So therefore, it reverses the Lore'is to make it that if, you're right, if it wouldn't have said Keren, I wouldn't have known Shen. If it wouldn't have said Shen, I wouldn't have known Keren. It just reversed the logic around. Very good. Now, good. Now, just as a general rule, it's kedai to read in Rashi, so you'll know throughout Shas, whenever it says Lor ik ze kir ize, which one is the one that's written, and which one is the one I'm trying to learn out? I mean, it says Lor I hakerin. So I'm explaining it to you that if it would have written Kedin, I would not have known Shin. The first one is always the one that is the known, and the second one is the one that is the unknown. Right? Lori ha Kedin, Kedi ha Shin. If it would have said Kedin, I would not have known Shin. You just have to know that that's the Rashi gives us that rule, how to learn it. Look at the Rashi, the long top of Rashi. Lori ha Shin. Scroll all the way down. You'll see it's like four lines before it ends. Hecha diktani lor ize. First word on the line. Hecha diktani lor ize kid ize. Hahu deba'e agmure havre mine. The one that you want to learn from, nakit beresha. Which means the one that is known is said first. So what's written is said first. I would not have learned Shen. That is not good. I just stam as a rule, so you know how that works. Good. Now, so again, let's get Shmuel clear. Mavre is what? Mavre is Shen. Good. So I read the Mishnah. Arba avot nizikin. That's short. Short is Kedin. Hamavai is Shin. Oh, stop. Let's start the Lord of Ease now. If it would have said this, I wouldn't have known that. If it would have said this, I wouldn't have known that. What's the pshat? If it just would have said Kedin, you know why Kedin is Hayab? Kavanato Lazik. That's if you didn't say Hayab. Mashi'in can Shin. Shi'in Kavanato Lazik. So I wouldn't have known that. Oh, good. Now go the other way. That's why I say Shin. If it would have said Shin, I would say, you know why Shin is Hayab? Hana'a. And how's it go? Now I'm shaking Kenneth. Kamashmala, I have to say Kenneth. Kolor Ize, Kenneth Ize, Kenneth Ize. Only problem according to Shmuel's derech of learning is like this. Where's Regel? Regel, which is one of the damages, it is missing now from our Mishnah. Where do you plug in Regel? So the Gemara asks. Gemara says, the Regel, my, Shire? Well, you left it out? So the Gemara, no. It's in there. It's in there implicitly. How? Kishehizik hav hamazik le'atuye regel. If you remember our Mishnah, if you go back to the Mishnah, it's good to go back to it because we only read it once. You can see it again. After it went to the all the lo harez and lo harezeh karezeh and all that, it said like this at the end of the Mishnah, right? Last line. Ukshehizik hav mazik leshalem tashlume nezik. That line, and when any of these mazikim damage, they have to pay. Well, we said already arba avot nezikim. Well, we know it's a mazik, you got to pay. from the fact that it repeats that line at the end of the Mishnah, Kshehav, or any one of these items damage, you got to pay, it's coming to include another one. What's coming to include Regel? So Regel is implicit in that last line of the Mishnah. It's coming to include another one of the Mazikin. So comes the Gemara and says, Vilitnia Be'edya. What do you need implicit for? All the other ones you listed. Listed implicit. Let's listen explicitly. Which means, Gemara is not buying that answer. Gemara is saying, listen, Regel is not worse than any other of the Avot. Sure, you listed, yeah? Mavei, you listed. So put Shor, Bor, Regel, and say it. What costs the Mishnah? On the contrary, it's cheaper for the Mishnah just to write Regel. What do you have to write? Ela Marava. So Rava readjusts the whole thing. Tana Shor le Raglo. Shor is not Keren. Take Keren off the charts. Shor is Regel. Umavei le Shino. Okay, now we got to revamp the whole little. Lord, easy, got to go back to the board again. So now we're putting a regel against shin. Okay, let's start. Vachi kamar. Lord, he had regel. If it just would have said regel. Oh, do you know why regel is hayav? Shezekam matsui. Because it's common. Animals walk. Right? That's a normal derech. It's walking. It's going to trample on things. Kiri hashin. I wouldn't have known shin. Shezekam matsui. It's not as common of a damage. Now, Velori has shin. If it would have said shin, I would say she is shana'a laziko. Because it has ana'a and it's damaging. That's why it's chayab. Kiriya rega, shana'a laziko. Rega doesn't have ana'a. It's trampling on something. There's no ana'a. So therefore, I have to say both. Now, what did you leave out of the Mishnah according to this version? Keren. So the Gemara's question is, Vekeren mai. And what about Keren? She there? What? You left it out? No, kishizik have a mazik latu yekeren. I'll go back to that last line of the Mishnah, the implicit. It's coming to include the keren. Vilitniye behedya. Same question. Say it explicitly, keren. Oh, there we have an answer for this. Bimuadin mitchilatan kamaydi. Betamin ul besof muadin lo kamaydi. Okay. So our Mishnah, when we're talking about the avot nezikin, we want to talk about items that are mu'ad from square one. Meaning, when it damages, full payment, first time. Regel, there's no such thing as first 3 times half payment, and the fourth time you start paying full payment. The only item where you see tam and mu'ad, where we make a difference between what time, what number damage was it, is by kidin. So therefore, our Mishnah is discussing the avot nezikin that are mu'adin mitchilatan. Keren, we got to put it in there. But we're going to put it in there at the end, because really, we're not really discussing tam items that turn into mu'ads. And therefore, we have a logic why Keren is not written explicitly. So comes Gemara and says, Ushmuel, mai tama lo amar kirav. Okay, so you explained the Mishnah very nicely, Shmuel. Thank you very much. You gave us what mav'eh means, a shin. You explained us the lore'iz, both ways. You even explained to us what you do with keren. Everything works out for you. But one last question. Why don't you hold like Rav? When you could have fit all this in, another derech, by learning mav'eh is Adam. Adam ha-mazik. Like Rav. Rav learned, what is mav'eh? Human beings. Adam ha-mazik. Amar lecha, he says, Isal ka da'tach. Adam, if you thought it's referring to man, that's mazik, mafayeh is Adam. Haketani sefa. Right. Already, Adam is discussed at the end, the next Mishnayot. What does it say? Shor ha-mu'ad. It says, Shor ha-mu'ad, so Shor already that's accustomed to gory. The Shor ha-mazik b'reshut ha-nizak. That's a Shor that damages in somebody else's property. The ha-adam. Okay, so Adam HaMazik is written already. So what do you got to write Adam HaMazik in the first Mishnah? When Adam already is discussed later on. So Shmuel's got a good point. You don't got to repeat Mazikin. Correct? And if I'll tell you, Mav'en, Mishnah number one is talking about Shin. Okay, I have to learn that. But where's Adam? Adam, wait, you'll get to Adam later on. What's the problem? So the Gemara's Velitni Beresha. What do you mean? If already you tell me Adam is one of the Mazikim, I just written later on. So what does it cost you? Right in the first Mishnah. Right. Hashor bor make mavei Adam. Why not include Adam in the resha? So comes Gemara and says, "Beniske mamon kamayri, beniske gufo lo kamayri." Oh, crystallizing our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, what's the common denominator between all these items? It's his assets that damaged. It's his mamon that was mazik. Shor, that's his assets. Bor, his fire. Maveh, his shin. Our Mishnah's, when Rabbi wrote the Mishnayot, he had a system. He categorized things in order. The categorization of our first Mishnah is what? Property that damages. Your property that damages. We're not talking about Adam and Mazik. Adam and Mazik is a different item. That's you that damaged. That we waited to back. Don't tell me why you didn't put Adam in the first Mishnah. I didn't put Adam in the first Mishnah because that's not the category that we're talking about. Good? So comes again what it says. V'rav nameh ha-katani Adam b'sefa. Well, Rav, you had a problem. Because Rav, you have Adam twice. You hold mav'eh is Adam. But as the next Mishnah also says, Adam. Now why would you have to say, according to you, Rav, Adam, twice? Why mention the Adam HaMazik twice? Amalecha Rav, Hahu l'mechshebe behade mu'adim hud'ata. That's just coming to include it in the mu'adim. Which is later on, the Mishnah says, there's five items that are considered tams, and five items that are considered mu'ad. Different items. Our Mishnah is discussing mazikim. What? Short is going to say, short damage, you got to pay. Bor, you got to pay. If you got to pay, Adam, you got to pay. Our Mishnah is discussing damages, that if somebody does this damage, or his asset does damage, you got to pay. The next Mishnah is now discussing tam and mu'ads. There are five cases of tams, that if the first three times, half payment. And there's five examples of mu'ad. Different item. So then when it says Adam later on, it's just now talking about the mu'ad factor, that Adam is mu'ad from damage number one. That's not a repetition. I'm in the first Mishnah discussing, this is considered a damager, Adam and Mazik. Oh, now, what about Adam that damages the first time? Is he pay full nezi? Oh, that's a different thing now. Well, I got to know that from a different Mishnah. So in the next Mishnah, when you're discussing who's considered a tam, what's considered a mu'ad, so put it over there. That's not repetitious. Good? So comes Gemara and says, according to Rav, we got to explain the Mishnah as well. Mav'eh is what? Adam. Oh, that changes the whole Mishnah. So when you're reading, Lo Re'i Hashor, Kir'i HaMav'eh, Lo Re'i Zeh Kir'i Zeh, you're pitting up Shor against Adam. So it's a whole different Lo Re'i. And what's Shor according to him? Shor is Kol Mili the Shor. Shor is Regel, Shor is Shen, Shor is Ker, everything, whatever Shor does, that's included in Shor. So you're really pitting up all of the Shor, Keneged, Adam. Right? So how do you learn that? Gemara says, Umay lo hare, hachi ka'amar. Lo re'i ha-shor, shemishalem et ha-kofir. Oh, what is kofir? Rashi. Shor mu'ad, that's a shor that already is accustomed to going, Shenagach Adam Vamit. Okay, he killed a guy and died. Mishalim Kofir. So the owner of the shor has to pay now what's called kofir. It's a payment. You gotta pay for the dead guy. It's a penalty that they make him pay. Hilkach Ikatav Shor. Just what it said shor, Lo Atya Adam Mine. You know why? The Adam Sharag et Havero b'mezid neherag. No payment. B'shoge gole. Beno mishalem kofir. So, shor has a stringency, so to speak. Shor ha-mimit. Shor that kills, kofir payment. Mashaken Adam ha-mimit. There's no kofir. Mezid, you kill him. You know, he doesn't have to pay anything. Shoge, he goes to Galut. Doesn't have to pay anything. So therefore, if it would have said shor, I say what? I don't know. Adam. That's what I say, Adam. I go the other way. כי האדם שמשלם את הכופר, ולא ראי האדם שחייב בארבעה דברים, כי השור שאין בו ארבעה דברים. אדם המזיק, as we know, you have to pay five different payments. The Gemara says four payments because it's leaving out nezik. Nezik is obvious. You have to pay for the damages. You have to pay nezik, tsar, shevet, ripui, boshet. There's five payments over here which we'll discuss. We'll get to the Amud Bet. I'll explain to you what each one is. But the point is there's five different payouts by Adam and Mazik. By a shor that's Mazik, there's one payment. Pay for the damages. Not for the tzah, not for shevet, not for none of those payments. So therefore, what it said, Adam, or Adam is hayav, because you see, it's machmir, it has all these payments. And if I would say, maybe shor is patut, that's what it has to say. Shor, that's what it has to say both. Oh, hatzadas shaveh shebahim. Now we got to continue the Mishnah. What do they have in common? Shedarkan lehazik. It's the derech to damage. Darkan lehazik. So the Gemara says, V'chi shor darko lehazik? What's the question? According to Rav, when it said shor, what does shor include? Everything. Shor is called mile de shor, including keren. Hold it. If it's including keren, is keren darko lehazik? No, it's not darko, it's not the derech. You know, how do I know it's not the derech? The first three times you don't have to pay full price. You know why? Because it's not the derech. First three times is considered an oddity. So therefore, you, Rav, that explained to the Mishnah that shor includes keren, how then does the Mishnah then say, oh, what's the common denominator between all these mazikim? Darkan lehazik. Shor is not darko lehazik. Shor tam is not the derech, that's the lazik. Right? So the Gemara says, bimu'ad. Okay, so to tweak it a little more. When it said shor, it's referring to what? Keren, already a mu'ad. Our Mishnah is not discussing tam. And therefore, a mu'ad already is darko lazik. Again, mu'ad already did the court three times. That's already became the custom. Gemara says, Mu'ad darko lehazik? You want to ask that question. Even Mu'ad, is that the derech? Yeah. Kevan de'iyared urhehu. Yeah, well, once already it became a Mu'ad, it becomes a derech. The Gemara then asks, Adam darko lehazik? Again, because how's the Rav learning? Mav'ez Adam. What does the Mishnah say? What's the common denominator in all these cases? Darkam lehazik. Well, Adam is the derech to mehazik. The Gemara says, B'yashin. Yeah, when he's sleeping, it's the derech to be mazik. He stretches out, he breaks things like that. Gemara says, Yashin darko lehazik? Is that so? That's the derech? Well, here it is. Kevan dechayif upashit. Like we said, since he stretches out and he bends, urhehu. Now Tosfot speaks out. Look at the three Tosfotim from the bottom. Kevan dechayif upashit urhehu. Birushalmi. Yes, the Yashin lo mechayif. Ela kishishkiv atzmo etzel akirim. All the times we hayav is when he saw the vase next to him and he went to sleep in that spot. Aval im yashen deviu kelim etzlo. But after he went to sleep, if somebody put a vase next to him, v'shavran patur. But that why dehem garmulo. They caused it. What are you putting the vase next to the guy that's sleeping already? V'chein imaya yashen v'alak havero lishan etzlo. Guy was sleeping already and his friend went to sleep next to him in the middle of the sleep. That guy punched him in the face. Patur. Patur. Right. You put yourself in the predicament. The only time that Yashin is Hayav, where he put himself into a situation where he saw this potential room for damages. Okay, good. Ushmiratan Alecha. Gemara's pounding away at Rav. The Mishnah's language was, common denominator in all these mazikim, you're obligated to watch them. Ushmiratan alecha. You gotta watch your shor from goring, from the eating. You gotta watch your fire from going out. You gotta watch your bor. So the Gemara says, what does it mean, ushmiratan alecha? Gemara says, Adam shemirat gufo alavu. Which means, It means what? That he has to watch himself. So when it says Shmirat Tam Alecha, is that what you tell me it means? That he has to Shmirat Gufo, he's got to watch himself? Normally when you say you have to watch, you got to watch that item from damaging. You tell me what it means, he has to watch himself? Adam Shmirat Gufo Alevu? So the Gemara says, what are you all nervous from that? Yeah, that's what it means. With a Tamich. Haditani Karna. We have a rabbi called Karna. He made a statement. Arba'a avot nizikim. The Adam ehad mehim. Adam is one of them. Adam shemirat gufo alavu. Same question. Whatever you can ask on the Mishnah, you can ask on this braita of Karna that said, there's four avot nizikim, and Adam is one of them. So you can ask, what do you mean? Adam shemirat gufo alav? Does Adam have to shemir his guf? Ela kadama le Rabbi Abhu de Tana Tani Adam shemirat gufo alav. Yeah, learn it like that. Adam shemirat gufo alav. Hakanamet Tani Adam shemirat gufo alav, which means when it says in the Mishnah ushmiratan alecha, that's referring to the other items. Which means when it comes to a boar, shmiratan alecha, you got to watch the boar. And when it comes to Adam, shmirat gufo alav, we're conceding. The word Shemiratan Alecha really doesn't make sense by Adam. But listen, it's not the first statement that you had to play around with. Karna also made a statement that said what? There's four Nezikin, Adam is one of them. And what does he continue saying? Ushmiratan Alecha. How you learn that? And they have to say Ushmiratan Alecha is referring to the other damages. And when it comes to Adam, Shmirat Gufo Alavi, he's got to watch himself from damaging. Don't get nervous from that language in the Mishnah. Shmiratan alecha. Shmiratan means you got to watch them. So you're right, that's going on the other Mazikim. And when it comes to Adam, Shmirat gufo alav. Okay, so we can fix that also. Fix it with that language. Good. So therefore, well, so now we're good. We have finally a clarity in the Mishnah. Mav'eh is either Adam, or Mav'eh is Shin. And the Lord is... Work out wonderful. Matkif la Rav Mori. Here's a question. Ve'em mav'eze hamayim. New item. Maybe mav'eze water damage. Guy damages to via water. Where would you think mav'ez means water? Dichtiv, I got a pasuk. What's the pasuk? Kikdowah ish hamasim. Mayim tev'e ish. Kikdowah, it's just like fire burns things that melt, like tar and things like that, cause them to be names, to melt. Kikdowah ish amesim. Mayim tev'e ish. When you put water over the fire, what happens to the water? It bubbles. The water crackles and bubbles. Mayim tev'e. The water bubbles over the fire. So to the end of the pasuk says, Leodia shemcha letzarecha. God says, to show my name to the enemies, the adversaries of Klai Yisrael, Panecha Goyim Yirgazu. The Goyim are going to be afraid, just like the fire melts and the water goes on the fire and bubbles. So too, you should know my power when I'm going to destroy the Goyim from the world. That's the Pasuk in Yishaya. But what do you see? You see the word Mayim. And the Pasuk says, Tiv'e'esh, Mayim Tiv'e'esh. That's why the water is the... becomes ababuot, becomes like bubbling over the fire. So Gemara says, Mi ketiv mayim nib'u. Water is plural. If the word tiv'eh in that pasuk was going on the water, it would say mayim nib'u. They bubble. Tiv'eh esh ketiv. The tiv'eh is going on the fire. Meaning the fire is mav'eh, the water. The fire, right, bubbles the water. But the tev'eh is on the fire. That's the noun over here. Oh, so very good. Now I ask you another question then. Matkif la Rav Zavid, ve'imma mav'eh za'ish. Okay, maybe mav'eh is on fire then. I got a pasuk that says mav'eh is fire. So the Gemara will hold it. Dichi ketiv tev'eh, be'eshu dichtiv. We got a pasuk tev'eh. Hold it. Ihache mayam mav'eh ve'ha'hev'er. How could that be? Our Mishnah clearly lists fire as one of the mazikin. What are you going to say? Arba avot nizikin. Ashur. Vabor. Mev'ir, which is fire. Vahir'ir, which is fire. Can't be. Hev'ir already is written explicitly. V'chitem, maybe you'll answer me. Perushe kamifaresh. You'll explain, it's explaining, meaning, Arba avot nizikin. Ashur. Vabor. Mev'ir. What is mev'ir? Hev'ir. Maybe that's like a perush. Yache arba'a shiloshavu. It's not arba'a avot nizikin. It's really three. Because one of them is a perush. V'chi tema. No, I get out of that. Tana shor di'it betarte. I can tell you shor already has two. Because it's called already shen and egel. Right? Kotanav. This is considered shen and egel. So therefore, good. So shen v'regel is two. And then I got bor, is three. And I got hib'ir and mav'ir, which is a pirush of each other, which is four. Gemara says, ihache, lo ze vaze sheyesh behem ruach hayim, esh mai ruach hayim itbe.
Lecture mode on.
Which means, let's get to the point of the Mishnah. It said, shor, bor, mav'eh. It piled all those three together. It said, these three have in common that what? They have ruach hayim. If you tell me mav'eh is a fire doesn't have life. So that statement of the Mishnah will not make sense if mav'eh is ish. V'tu, mai kara ish. Better question. It says, lo re'i, hashor v'abor v'mav'eh. If these three items were written, I would not know ish. What do you mean? Mav'i is ish. The whole Mishnah doesn't make the kari ish. What do you mean kari ish? That is ish. Therefore, mav'i cannot mean ish, broken from the Mishnah. There's no way it can mean that. Therefore, we go back to our understanding, either according to David Shemuel, Adam, or Shin. Kavli Gavara continues. Tani Rav Oshaya. Shelosha asar avot nizikin. We had four till now. Rav Hoshaya says there's not four avot. There's actually 13 avot nizikin. Which means all these can be traced somewhere in the Torah. Because that's what makes an av. It's written in the Torah somewhere. So the four already we have in our Mishnah. So what are we short? Nine. Number one. Shomer Hinnam. What does that mean? You give somebody an item to watch. Unpaid. I was doing you a favor. Shomer hinam is hayav bifshia. If he's negligent on the item, he's got to pay. That's because he's a mazik. Hashu'el. So as a borrower. A borrower is hayav on everything. Even if an onus happens, even if something out of his control, the borrower is the worst when it comes to paying. He's got to pay everything. So that's a damage. He's got to pay. Nose sachar. No, nose sachar means he's getting paid to watch. Right? Instead of a shomer hainam, he's a shomer sachar. He gets paid. So he's also hayav on pishia. If he does something like that, he's hayav. Also on girevav aveda. If he gets stolen, yeah, I'm paying you. Now already you're responsible if he gets lost. That's socher. What's socher? Socher is a renter. Guy pays money to rent an item. Also, he has chayuvim. Right? Good. Yeah, socher also is chayavim begineva ve'aveda. Same thing. So that's, how many did we add already? We added four, so we have five more to go. Nezek, sa'ar, ripui, shevet, boshet. Those five payments. V'arba'ad, matnitin. And the four of our Mishnah, Hatlesar, Bingo, there's 13. Now let's go to each one. Nizik is what? You damage somebody, you got to pay for the damage. That's Nizik. And she says, HaChovel b'chavero, noten lo mashu shaveh akshav pachot me'tachayla. She's even giving you a way to calculate Nizik. What the depreciation of the person was. What he was worth before the damage, what he was worth after the depreciation. Tzar. How do you pay for tzar? Pain. Pain and suffering. How do you calculate that? So that she says, Omdim, kama adama omed yado likatsets. A guy, Barmanan, his arm has to be amputated. How much would he pay to do it in a painless way? Al yedei harif qada harif rotseli take this shit katsisu ayde sam delet lesar. They're going to cut his arm off with a knife. It's going to be very painful. If they use a drug, it'll be less painful. How much is a person willing to pay that they shouldn't cut it off with a knife? Instead, they should cut it off in a painless way. That's how I tell you, that's tzar. What is a guy willing to pay to eliminate tzar? That's already the tzar of the person. And then ripui is the doctor's bills. And shevet is the unemployment, because he couldn't work. And boshet is for the embarrassment. Those are all payments. Good. Varvadim at nitin, hat lesar. Oh, now the Gemara, and all these, by the way, are written in Pesukim. So they've all avot. Because Ganan says, the Tana didan, our Tana. Maita amar lotani, hane. How come Amisha didn't list all these over here? Which means, now we're going to put Rav Oshaya, he's the author of this Braita, against our Mishnah. Hey, our Mishnah obviously knew these 13. Why did our Mishnah leave out these 9? Okay? Bishlama l'Shmuel, well, Shmuel, we answered already. Binizke mamon kamaydi. Our Mishnah already, the category is what? Nizik mamon, where your property damages. Binizke gufo lo kamaydi. We're not talking about where you damage. All these cases that you listed of Oshaya are the man damage. The Shomer. The Shomer is the Adam. The Adam was negligent watching the item. So therefore, Shmuel's good. Adam's got nothing to do with our Mishnah. So therefore, we're only discussing the property of the person that damaged. So therefore, it makes sense why you didn't list these additional 9. Ela lirav, that said Mav'e is Adam. So if we hold the Mishnah talking about Adam, litni, why doesn't the Mishnah say all these cases? Gemara says, Tana Adam v'chol mili de Adam. It's in it. When the Mishnah said Mav'e, and Mav'e is Adam, includes all cases of Adam and Mazik. Shomer, Sacha, Shomer Hinnam, all these cases, that's included in the word Adam. So comes the Gemara and says, did Rav Oshaya nameh hatani le'adam? Okay, so Rav Oshaya, so what did you have to get so explicit then? Adam in the Mishnah. I mean, according to you, Rav Oshaya, work with Rav's logic. It says Adam in the Mishnah, so whatever Adam is. No. Terei gavne Adam. There's 2 damages of Adam. What are the 2 damages of Adam? Tana Adam de Azik Adam. Our Mishnah is talking about Adam de Azik Adam. A man that damages another man. Vetana Adam de Azik Shor. And then there's Adam that damages an animal or property. When it says Shor, Shor is another way of saying property. And there's 2 ways Adam can be Mazik. Adam can be Mazik Adam. And Adam can be mazik property. Can be mazik ashor. Look at Rashi. Rashi, please. Look at Rashi. Tana Adam. Mav'ed the matnitin. When it says mav'ed the Mishnah, that's talking about Adam and mazik Adam. These 13 or these extra 9 that I listed, Tana Adam, da azik shor, kilomar, niske mamon. Now, deham mav'e dumya debor ketani, ubor lo mairi binizke Adam. Oh, derachmana patre legamne kedektanya lekaman, shor velo Adam chamo velo kerim. Ve'adam da azik shor, which means, our Mishnah, I say better, our Mishnah, what's getting damaged in our Mishnah? An animal's getting damaged. Animal fell in the bor. Correct? All the discussion in our Mishnah, a shore that damaged a shore. All these cases of Mishnah is the shore is damaging a shore, or the board is damaging a shore. So our Mishnah, when it said Mav'e, which is Adam that's damaging a shore. Adam that damaged, which Adam that damaged property. These cases over here is Adam that was Mazik Adam. Said Rav Hoshaya, why didn't you include all these cases in the Mishnah? Mishnah says Adam, Mav'eh. No, there's two types of Adam. There's Adam the Mazik Adam, and there's Adam the Mazik Shor. Our Mishnah, it seems, is Adam a Mazik Shor, and somehow these cases over here are considered Adam HaMazik Adam. Even though I don't know how it's Adam Mazik Adam. We'll see how. Continue. Look at Rashi. Adam the Mazik Adam. Look at Rashi. Adam dazik Adam. Look at the second line in Ashi. Kegon havishad devarim deqobel b'chavero. Oh, very good. Not all of them. Not all of the cases that Rabbi Hoshaya listed are Adam, but five of them are nezik, shevet, ipui, sar, boshet. All that is talking about Adam. That's mazik and Adam. So therefore, our Mishnah is talking about Adam and Mazik Shor, that's Mav'eh, and Rav Hoshaya added different Adam and Mazik Adam. So Rav Hoshaya makes a lot of sense. Continue. Hey, if that's so, Shor Nameh, Shor also, Litni Tre Gevne Shor. You should have categorized two types of Shor. Litni Shor Da'azik Shor. Where a sword damages a sword, velitni sword dazik Adam. Yeah, listen, already you're telling me you have categories in Adam, so you should have made two brightot. One to discuss sword the mazik sword, and one to discuss sword the mazik Adam. Gemara says, hi, my, what are you talking about? Bishlama Adam da azik sword. An Adam that's mazik sword, like our Mishnah. Neziku de Mishalim. What's the payment? One payment, damages. Adam da'azik Adam, where is it? Adam that's mazik and Adam. Mishalim arba'a devarim. So it's a different payment. That's why you can categorize Adam the mazik Adam as four payments. Adam da'azik shor is one payment. However, ela shor, mali shor da'azik shor, mali shor da'azik Adam, idi v'idi, neziku de mishalim. Which means you don't categorize an item where the payment is the same. If a shor damages a shor, what does he pay? Payment, nezik. If a short damages Adam, what's the payment? Nezik. So therefore, Rav Hoshaya is good. Rav Hoshaya says, Am Mishnah is Adam, absolutely. Oh, how come you don't call all Adam? Because there's different types of Adam and Mazik. Am Mishnah talking about Adam and Mazik short, or Adam and Mazik property. Oh, the ones I added over here, that's Adam and Mazik Adam. Oh. And you know why I categorized? Because they're different. Adam and Mazik short, you pay money. Adam and Mazik Adam, there's five payments. And don't ask me, how come you didn't categorize Shor? Because, what do you want to categorize? Shor, Shemazik, Shor, pays Nezik. Shor, Shemazik, Adam, pays Nezik. Good. Ah, Ve'az Shomer Hinnam, Ve'az Shoel, Nose Sachar, Ve'az Socher, Ve'adam, Da'azik Shoru, Ve'ketani. Oh, but I'm sorry, Rav Hoshaya, your rule doesn't work. Because four out of the items that you listed are Adam HaMazik Shor, or Adam HaMazik property. And Nosei Sachar, what's the case? He watched something, it was a Poshaya, right? He damaged it, but they got to pay for the item. So that should have been included in the Adam of the Mishnah. So Gemara says, Tani Hezekad de Biyadayim, Veketani, Tani is Mishnah, Ketani is like the Blaita, Veketani Hezekah de Mimela. Which means, our Mishnah is talking about Hezekah de Biyadayim. We actually did a Hezek Biyadayim. Remember your hands. Physical damage. You damaged something. Adam that was Mazik something. He went and destroyed it. The Braita, you're right. It's Adam and Mazik. Sure, but not Biyadayim. What's the case? He came along. His friend said, by the way, where's the item that I gave you? I don't know. I lost it. But got stolen. And then what happened? We found out he was lying. What's the law now? He has to pay. Did he do any damage biyadayim? No, he just verbally lied. Again, you gave me an item to watch. I'm a shomer hanam. Okay? You come to me, by the way, the item that I gave you, oh, yeah, thank you, I watched it, but guess what? Last night there was a robbery. It got stolen. Meanwhile, I'm lying to you. I want to keep the item for myself. Therefore now, what happens? Witnesses come along and say, what are you talking about? The item's right there. Oh, now that's not a hezek biyadayim. That's a hezek through lying. And therefore, our Mishnah is only discussing when Adam is Mazik. Be'adayin. This is Adam and Mazik. Memela. Good. So therefore, Shaya is fine. Comes the Gemara and says, Tani Rabihiya. Esrim ve'arba'a avot nizikin. We had 4, we had 13. Now already we have 24. Now, it's not going to be 24. Because already we're holding by 13. So all we have to really add is what? 11 more.
Okay.
Let's go to the 11 now. Let's count them. One at a time. Tashlume kefir. Okay, guy steals. He gets caught. What does he have to pay? He has to pay double. Okay, that's a payment. You're mazik, you stole. Now you got to pay kefir. Tashlume arba'a v'hamisha. Okay, that's also one. A guy stole an animal. He slaughtered it. Or he stole an animal and sold it. Depending on what type of animal he stole, he either has to pay 4 or 5 times. Okay, that's another type of damage. Or written in the Torah, by the way. Ganav. Whoa, ganav, you told me already. Isn't that kefil? Isn't kefil ganav? You stole something, you have to pay double. That's ganav. So this is talking about, no, where he admitted that he stole, so he doesn't have to pay kefil, he just has to pay the value, the kedin. Because we have a rule. When you admit knas, you're patur. Kefil is a knas. Okay, good. The gazlan, gazlan's different than a ganav. Ganav steals at night. Gazlan steals in broad daylight. Okay. Ve'edim somimim. That's not the case. Guy comes into court. Two guys come into court. This guy over here owes $1 million. There's nothing stronger than two witnesses. Two other witnesses come along and say, what are you talking about? How did you testify that he owes $1 million? That day that transaction you're claiming took place, you were with us in China. Oh, those witnesses now become Edim Zomim. What's the law? They have to pay. Oh, Kashir Zaman, they got to pay. Good, so that's the type of damage. You attracted Mazik. Now, Tosafot is an interesting point over here. Normally, by Edim Zomimim, what's the law? You only punish the Edim Zomimim what they tried to do, not what they did. Kashir Zaman velo Kashir Asamini. Let's say the Edim testified, this guy is Hayav Mitah. Betin accepted it. Betin killed the guy. Two other witnesses come along and say, what are you talking about? You were with us in China that day. You didn't see anything. You don't kill the witnesses now. Because they already killed the guy. Edim Zomimim law. It's a law. Only what they intended, not what they did. So Tosfot speaks out of Big Hadush over here. That's only by something that's irreversible. Masha'enkin, in the case of money, even if the money was paid already, since it can be reversed, they always have to pay. Edim Zomimim come in. So-and-so's got to pay $1 million. Betin bangs on the gavel, and the guy pays the $1 million now as a result. Now Edim Zomimim get caught. Since the money can be reversed, they have to pay anyway. That's those four. It's a big hadush by Mamon, by Edim Zomimim, that's the name of the Riva. Continue. Va'onis, va'mifateh. Okay, those are all situations where a person either rapes a girl, he has to pay 50 kesef, penalty, mefateh, seduces, also has to pay 50, motzi shemra, where he gets married, he claims that his wife was zinta before, when they were kedushin, therefore he has to pay 100 to the father, right? He says that she wasn't a betula. Vamitameh, damn, you go to somebody's teruma, you mitameh it. He caused the damage now. Okay? Vamitameh. But what's medama? You went, your guy had the chulin over there. Now what did you do? You took terumah, you put it in his chulin. Now he's stuck. Okay, but you could sell it. But you can't sell it for the same price. Chulin, I can sell to anybody. Terumah now's in there, I can only sell it to Kohanim. So the price goes down. So you're a mazik. Menasech. Okay, what's menasech? I take a guy's wine, and I pour it for Avodah Zarah. Now, once I poured for Avodah Zarah, it's a subhana'a. Now you can't drink the wine. And you're going to ask me a question. What are you talking? If a person pours for Avodah Zarah, it's hayab mitah. We have a law that says, kim le, bidrabamine. That if you die, you don't have to pay. So what's the case over here? So that she asked that question. That she says, Menasech Yain Avodah Zarah.
Okay, he tells go to Gittin over there. I'll tell you why. Maybe because there's no witnesses. And how do you know he was Mazik?
Oh, you have to know what's talking about.
Oh, maybe he'll tell me that the Rashi says another case. Why don't you talk about where he mixed wines together? Maybe he mixed Yain Nesek with your wine. In that case, you'll be able to sell it. Minus the Yain Nesek Shibo. So that's not really considered a damage. But when you take the wine and you pour it in the shem, Avodah Zarah, the whole wine is asur, but as opposed to if you mixed it in another wine, you'd be able to sell it minus the Yain Nesek Shebo, so that's not considered a damage. So these are all added damage. Again, we're not getting to all the Pesukim. All these are documented in the Torah. So the Gemara is V'hani Telesar, plus the 13 that we just read in Rav Hoshaya's Braita, Ha Esrim, V'Rabbi Hoshaya, my ta'ama lotani. Why did he list these? What about these 11? Hani b'mamona kamayri, b'knasa lo kamayri. Okay. Rav Hoshaya says, we're only talking about monetary. I didn't discuss knasas. Some of these items in this braita over here are knas. Kefil is knas. Arba v'hamisha. It's knas. So Rav Hoshaya says, I'm getting involved in payments. I'm going to get involved in knas. Oh, ganav v'gazlan demamonahu litni. What are you talking? Ganav v'gazlan is not a knas. Ganav v'gazlan is paying principal. That's not a knas. How come you didn't list it? He said, I did list it. Haketani le shomer chanam v'shoel. Which, no, that's ganav. What is a shomer chanam? He's a ganav. What happened? The item got stolen from me. It didn't get sold. What is he trying to do? He's trying to steal the item for himself. So I put it in a
scenario of Shomer Anam and Shomer Sakhar. So therefore he listed it. He listed it. Look at that. She will conclude with this. Three lines on the bottom. Tana le Shomer Anam Shoel. Ta'atam nami shiyak Geneva. What's the case of Geneva? Kegon. Shita'an shinignav himenu. Right? The Shomer Anam says it got stolen from me. Barehi biyado. And why? He really stole it. Himself. The Amrin and the Perek Merubah, the Tohen, Ta'anat Ganav, Ke Ganav. Wow. That's a rule. You claim that it got stolen, you have a din of a Ganav yourself. And Gazan, the same thing. Wow. Now, Shoel, that she just speaks out by Shoel, Lav Davka, the Halom Maskahat Bed, the Niftal, the Betoin, Ta'anat Ganav, which means by Shoel, you'll never be Patur. Shoel, even if he says it got stolen, he's always Chayav. So when it says over here, Shoel Labdaki, you got to give me a case of Ganav. What's the case of Ganav? By Shomer Hanam, if I claim it got stolen, I'm considered a thief. Normally, if I would turn Tanat Ganav, it would be Patur. Right? But I'm the liar, because I really didn't get stolen. So I'm considered a Ganav myself. By Shoel, even if I said it got stolen, so what? You got to pay. Shoel always has to pay. So the real case of Ganav, or is really talking about Shomer Hanam or Shomer, Zachar, and therefore Rav Hoshaya says, what are you asking me? I wrote Ganav, but I'm not going to write any of your cases that have to do with Knas. So it's either 4, 13, 20, which means, or 24. Everybody agrees with each other. It's not a machloket if these are considered Nizikin or Avot. The question is, how you categorize them? Right? There's no machloket between if these are Avot. It's just, what's your rules of categorizing. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.